Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the Vice President, Mr. Bush.
Accompanied by Senator Garn and Senator Glenn, pay our respects to the families of the crew. The President and I and the entire nation join in mourning the seven splendid men and women who now rest in God's arms. Today's tragedy reminds us that danger awaits all who push back the frontier of space. It reminds us that the great adventure of space travel requires men and women of spirit and bravery. I'd like to say something in particular, something special to the school children of our nation, and especially those from Concord. You must try to understand that spirit, bravery, and commitment are what make not only the space program, but all of life worthwhile. We must never, as people in our daily lives or as a nation, stop exploring, stop hoping, stop discovering. We must press on. What can all of us give now to honor those we've lost? Let me suggest a memorial to them. We must be as they were, great in spirit, great in courage, and great in dedication to the adventure of which they were so much a part. We must resolve that, like America's pioneers of the past, others will follow, others explore, others will risk, as these seven brave Americans risk today. So I came here today to pay our sincere condolences to the families and the friends of the seven, and also to the proud men and women of NASA. We salute them in this hour of trial. Thank you very much, and I'm now going to go and pay my respects to the families. I'm sure that Senator Glenn and Senator Garn might like to add something, but I might excuse myself and meet you over here if I could.
I would only add very briefly that I'm pleased to be here with the Vice President. Our only purpose in coming was to pay tribute to the crew. It's been a very difficult day for me personally because I knew each of them. I trained with some of them. And I just extend my love and condolences to their families.